Okay, all right. So this was Saturday, May the 11th, 2024, and we've just seen an exciting game at Centennial College with Alliance United. Not pulling away at the end, but increasing your lead to get a deceptive 2-0 win over Sigma FC. But I have a good sport here, head coach John Zervas, who will, we'll start. I'll ask him about your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, listen, I think our guys played a very good game, I think, especially in the first half. We had a plan going in, and I think they executed the plan very well. Unlucky to come out with some without a goal. We had some chances to bury some of the balls away and just didn't. And in the second half, I think we still did very well. But I think at the end, we lose focus on a set piece, and they will punish us on that, right?
Right. Okay. Now, this season is different than the others, and how important is it to get off to a fast start? Because there's no playoffs this year. It's just first, and nothing else matters.
Yeah, no, it's important. I think it's just, I look at our last three games, and, you know, I credit to the guys. They've done very, very well. And, you know, one of our games, we get a red card, and the other one, we concede two penalties. And now this one, and you know, you're trying to keep momentum within the guys to keep going and pushing on. And it's very important. It's, you know, little games within the season, and trying to have our goal of finishing first place. It's still there to take, but because everyone's got to play each other, but you want to continue to give hope for the guys to kind of continue forward.
Okay. And, of course, not to say, because I can't believe you'd be here near the end of the year, but there's always now biting at your butt that don't be 12th. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, no problems there. Let's hope not. Now, instead of playoffs, though, they've reinstated the League Cup after many years of absence. And so that's like a one game and you're out kind of format. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, for sure. I remember when it was in place before, and it's exciting. It's like a different competition that guys are going for, and a different kind of trophy, and kind of keeps you in it, right? You talked about teams that may not be in it later on in the season, but it's something that is another one of our goals. We want to make sure we go as far as we can.
Yeah, that's true. Even those League Two and Championship teams are going to go for that, because that's about all they have, well, mm-hmm. except to try and get promotion. Now, your players, there's, I guess, so many ways they've come through. You're still looking for scholarships to NCAA schools. Are all the players available now? They're all back? It's May?
No, not yet. To be honest, we haven't had any of the guys back yet. We will probably start seeing them trickle in starting next week.
All right.
So, yes, a little bit of reinforcements, different type of luck. But we still got a good core of older, let's call it more veteran guys that keep the level very high throughout the season and push the guys who come back as well. So it'll be exciting to see how that goes.
Great. Now, at the other end of the season, you always used to lose guys because they'd say, well, goodbye, coach, back to school. But now that the season is over with no playoffs, Labor Day, it's over. Are you still going to sort of worry that some guys will leave with two or three games to go?
Yeah, because their training camps typically start at the beginning of August, so we'll probably see a few guys go. And like I said, we've got a good group of guys that stick around here, and I think we'll be all right with it.
Okay. Now, there's also, of course, the push on to the great players end up going on to Forge. Like, I was watching Calandro as recently as last year in goal. And, I mean, there he is. And he's, player of the week or the month or something already. How proud is that to have guys move on?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think each year we see guys that move on. We see guys within our environment going and training with the first team every day. And it's proud to see when they do well and they get those opportunities. And hopefully he's not the last one.
Okay, yeah, of course. And there's also, there's a partnership, Forge, of course, you have with Bobby is, of course, is running that as he used to run this team, Sigma. But they've also made a partnership with Hamilton United, who also plays in the same league as you. Are they sort of more in the community side rather than the, the school scholarship thing?
No, I think, the idea is it's a partnership with just not just us, but with them as well. And if we can have two groups doing the same thing and trying to push players towards towards Forge. I think it's it benefits not just Forge, but from players on both ends. So I think it's a fantastic initiative that they've started with them as well, and I think it'll be great for soccer in the future.
Okay, and just a bonus question of there's been some. You're going to do some partnerships by actually playing at Tim Hortons Field. I don't know if you've done that already or did your game get bumped because you were Hamilton was trying to do that as well. Mm-hmm. But the thrill of you know, your players playing, you know, not to belittle this game with all of 50 fans with umbrellas, but to have, you know, 5,000 people out. You know, watching a game before the CPL game starts.
Yeah, listen, if they come out and before that and watch the players, I think, yeah, who wouldn't like that? That's it's on the door. It's a fantastic initiative, to be honest. But, you know, we've already played there in our opener. We're playing there again next week. But
great.
It's a great way to get on that field and make sure that, you know, the players get a feeling for that, but it's also where the staff there can keep an eye on things and see how players are doing and evaluate, and especially the young guys, that if there's a chance to get an opportunity, right?
Okay, great. So thank you.